U.S. Marine Corps General Michael Langley Thursday said he and 32 defense leaders from around the continent have been sharing perspectives on a range of issues.
I just want to state this, it was a very outstanding and informative event. The gained insights and shared will be shared with us all as we address some of the challenges, but also opportunities on the African continent. Everybody had input. So it will greatly enhance overall regional and continental security across Africa.
Largely, the head of the United States Africa Command, or AFRICOM, was speaking to journalists at the end of the U.S.-Africa Defense Conference in Gaborone. He said African defense officials expressed concern about the impact of Russia's misinformation and disinformation campaign. Russia has exploited conflicts, particularly in West Africa, to spread its influence on the continent.
That was one of the challenges that was illuminated and amplified throughout the conference. Of misinformation and disinformation campaigns and the influence those campaigns have from the Russian Federation on African countries. Yes, so that was just not AFRICOM's assessment or U.S. government's assessment. This was assessment across from South Africa to North Africa, in East and West, across every region. They spoke to that. That the effects of instability of disinformation campaigns in their respective countries. So yes, it was pretty consistent.
Langley says there is a need for the U.S. and its African partners to build a strategy to counter Russia's efforts.
These countries talked about it. They discussed it. They discussed how adaptation needs to be in place in the information space. Across their domains so that they can be very resilient against misinformation and disinformation campaigns with their own effective information campaigns that puts out the truth.
In March, Langley told U.S. lawmakers that Russia's lies had led to the withdrawal of American troops from Niger. He says misinformation and disinformation campaigns have exacerbated conflict, which is why the strategy must be countered.
There's a strong link between the scope of disinformation and instability. That's the truth. So getting the truth out there to counter disinformation is essential. According to the African Center of Strategic Studies, disinformation campaigns have directly driven deadly violence, promoted and validated military coups, and also cowed civil society members into silence.
For now, Langley says the U.S. is focused on fighting terror more than looking for an alternative base after the end of the Niger mission. The continent is battling rapid encroachment from violent Islamist extremist groups in the sub-Saharan region. For VOA, this is Mqondisi Dube in Gaborone, Botswana.